Hi everybody, this is Ronnie Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're going to be talking about shadow bodies today, how they affect us, how they come out of us, how they live their life through us. But we'll first do some entity releasing. So we had some fun the other night with this here, and we released Earth-based entities, and then we did alien entities that could be with us. So this will be interesting for all of you to feel this here. Remember, on the website, we have the alien attack location. It's $30 a month, 24/7, and you can clean these things out of you, too, that way. But well, first, two Earth-based entities, and these are what we call emotional bodies and known to everybody as ghosts. And we can have thousands of these inside of us. Remember, that's thousands, not just one or two. And they come into our consciousness. They come into our body if we have pain or anything else going on with it, because they want to share that experience that they had when they had the pain with us. And then they come into our consciousness and take over our bodies. So it's like being a zombie. And there's different states of that. But basically, remember, if you're not home, who is? Who's mining the fort? You know, and if you're out astral traveling around or doing something like that, there's something else in you typically taking you over. This is why your eyes become glossed over, or your friends do. Hopefully, listening to this program, you're not going to do that any longer. So here we go. We're taking away these entities here. Work with the bottom of our feet first. And moving up now to your ankle. So again, just kind of focus there, if you would. Do a body scan. See how you're sensing the energy here. Sometimes when entities are there, they'll increase your pain maybe 80, 90% more than normal. And then all of a sudden, once you release, the pain goes away. And you go, wow, that's something. So it's sort of like a psychic attack or people cord you. But these are actually living there, taking away your life force energy, preventing you from having a healing. So here we go, taking away more entities, working up now to your calves. Okay. And these also come into you, get into your consciousness, into your thinking patterns. And can give you addictions. This is probably why it's so hard to get rid of addictions, because they are living with you. Here we go. Alien entities, a question from Mike. Alien entities the same as ET parasites? No, these are different. So these are more conscious aliens, okay, that live with us here, what we've taken out of you. The parasites are just like, say, animal life forms, or these are actually like maybe humans, humanoid type of beings, things like that. So here we go. Working up now to your waist area. Okay, now working, we'll just go from the chakras here, so second chakra area, around your navel, going up to your power chakra, solar plex area, bottom of your rib cage, moving up to your heart center now. Remember, if you had a heart condition, maybe heartache, they'll hang in right there for heartache, or even, you know, like a heart attack, they'll be in there taking away your life force because they've experienced that. Working now up to your shoulders, working on your rotator cuffs now, going down your forearms to your elbow. Okay, wrist. And are they associated with the death barcodes from Pauline? Possibly, but I would say more than likely maybe not, okay? They could cause you to have a death problem, but I don't think the barcode is actually bringing them into you, okay? But they might feel the energy of death, and if your body's going through a physical condition, that will attract the entities. And so that's kind of how that would work also. But as far as is the barcode going to bring them to you, or do they cause the barcode? No. So I don't see them related to the barcode that way. Thank you, Pauline. Okay, working on our palm of our hands now and our knuckles. You may want to wiggle your fingers back and forth as they start to leave you. Okay, now we'll go up to the top of our head, working on our neck, our throat, eyes, ears, sinuses. Great. Okay, going to bring more of your spirit into your body now. Here we go. I'll count to 10 as you come more into your body with your spirit. Remember, it has to be cleaned off first because it left because of traumas and pain. So here we go, coming down into your body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, I want to just put some music on here for everybody. So you can actually sense your body. You may want to get up and walk around a little bit. And just feel and sense the change that you just had in the last couple of minutes here. And maybe, you know, walk, you know, at least 20 steps. Okay, now for another life form, and these are typically off-planet, although there are aliens living here inside the Earth and even on the surface, but we'll just more or less think that they're outside of the planet here, these energetic life forms, physical beings that can come into us here. So here we go. These are the alien energies that are life forms somewhere else. Maybe they're just above our frequency here that we can't see, but they do come into our bodies too. So here we go. Alien entities. So working with the bottom of our feet right now, working with our toes. Oh. Okay, working with our ankles, and moving up now to our calves, a lot of energy is flowing, so maybe one or two of you out there, or maybe more, have some of these critters in them. Okay, moving up now, knees. Going up to your waist, and work with your second chakra area now, and first chakra, second, third, going back down to the first, a lot of stuff there with hip joints and stuff, okay? Tailbone area, have to go back there again. Okay. And now we'll go to the power chakra. There, that feels better. And heart chakra. And throat chakra. Going down your arms now, shoulders, arms, rotator cuffs, elbows. Okay. And alien entities and shapeshifters. Yeah, an alien entity, like I said, is a life form that kind of looks like us with consciousness, living, you know, in a different dimension or this dimension, and wants to share your body. So it could be like an alien spirit, okay? Maybe it has two heads and four arms, but it comes into us, okay? And then the shapeshifter, that's normally more like reptilian energies that will shapeshift into other life forms. So they're both under the heading of alien species, we'll say. But the shapeshifter can actually change forms and maybe have more than one form. Okay, here we go. Working again on our head, eyes, ears. And now we'll bring more of you back into your body. So here we go, coming back in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. It's feeling good. Excuse me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. An alien got me here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Again, walk around and see how you're feeling. Co-host is on here tonight, our sponsor, who is Annika. So, Annika.
Yeah, hi, Ron. I'm on.
Great, okay. Have any words
I can hear you. It's hard to hear you for me, but I hope you can hear me all right.
How wonderful.
Okay, good. So, yeah, when you're talking about alien entities, there were a few questions coming up about that, and Mike was wondering if the alien entities can be addressed on the ET attack page. And I'm guessing he means the ET parasite removal page?
Yeah, you can type that in there as far as a life form, yes. So that would work.
You would then type in alien entities?
Yes, on one of the write-in boxes there, yes.
Uh-huh. And what about the... to remove alien entities on the unlimited entity removal, which
I don't have a way of doing that quite yet, but maybe in the near future we'll have maybe a page for alien entities.
Mm-hmm.
So that's for people who are a little more astute, who kind of understand what's happening, to have a way to actually do that. But you could also do it on the alien page. There's no problem with that, so... So let's just see if anybody wants to call in today. It might be better if they want to call in. I'd like to hear some people. We have quite a few on the fast chat today, so ask questions about this. We're going to be doing some work with the shadow bodies today. So I'll just describe that. Any other questions on the fast chat, Annika, that we need to address before I get into shadow bodies?
Just Pauline was mentioning about the Dark Side Ascension Program removal. What's that about?
Well, that's what the Dark Side gives us to go sideways. So when Ascension time comes, they take you to another consciousness, another dimension in the Dark Side universes so that you miss it. And this is what that, clearing would do is to get rid of that. So this is what they're actually doing. And this is why everybody's listening to me today, because you've all missed ascension. So that's basically it in a nutshell, you know. Like I say, every 2,000 years, everybody on the planet's had the chance, and this is why we're overpopulated here. Probably because the darkness wants to take away our emotional traumas and energies and use it. So they want to have a lot of population here. And so now maybe we're too overpopulated, which is, you know, they're in the next stage of whatever they choose to do to us down here. And there are people talking about chemtrails for that, but I won't get into that aspect. But more than likely, that's what they're planning to do. But anyway, back to you, Annika.
Yeah, so you wanted to, you were started to talk about our shadow bodies. And I know you have some removals coming up for that. And yeah, that would be great if you could talk a bit more about it.
Yeah, so the shadow bodies are dark side cloned fabrications of us. Remember, we're working in the dark side energies here continuously because we're in time. We have a time frame, you know, when the show comes on like today at, you know, 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And so we live in time, and they're in control of time. The darkness controls time, the time-based reality that we're in. So what happens is because of that, the shadow bodies are able to come into us, and they create these shadow bodies and can bring them right into our consciousness and into our physical body without us knowing about it. And they can, like, be cloaked over our physical body. They can also materialize and look exactly like us and push the body that is typically ours in the background or behind. So if you just kind of visualize, if you would, a body that looks like you, and maybe you made 100 of these, and the you that you has your spirit looking out of the eyes. So just take the picture of you, just exactly what you're wearing, and cut out your eyes and put that in front of you. And it can move and be like a robot, just like your body would be moving around. And all of a sudden, you would be a different person. But the eyes will still show your spirit energy out of it. That's if you're home, okay? If not, then, you know, anybody could be in there. You know, shapeshifters looking out of your eyes. So, or aliens. But aside from that, you know, if you're conscious in your home, then these bodies can take over the physical body. Remember, you might say, how does that ever happen? Well, when you're not here, where are you? So that's a good way to look at this situation. You know, if I'm not here, you know, I'm in time. And then when I'm not here, this is what they do to you. So this is why people do strange things, mainly because the shadow bodies are in control of your physical body. And the physical body is now being represented by an alien life form that looks like you. Remember, we talk about cloned planets, cloned universes, cloned Earths, cloned bodies like yourself that's in a dark side universe. Well, they're also here with us. And these are what we call shadow bodies. And they can also have their own consciousness. And they can take over what you're doing, and you're just strictly in the background, probably unable to move or do anything, but the body in front of you is doing all the work. And maybe they don't bring you back in. Maybe the shadow body takes over, and they leave you someplace out of time. So you don't manifest your body in time. So let's say that going on with that scenario, that maybe for a half an hour out of each day, they bring in the shadow body that looks just like you, wearing the same clothes, and that shadow body does something. And then all of a sudden, after a half an hour, they take the shadow body away, and all of a sudden you're here. And it gets kind of scary, but that's what happens. So this is what we're doing on the 8-hour calls coming up this month, starting this coming Sunday. And this Sunday is our first go-around of this year. We do other clearings also, but we're going to be doing shadow bodies this month on the 12th, 19th, and 26th of July. So if you're interested in moving forward much more quickly, getting more consciousness back to yourself without being interfered with, this is what you want to do. And it starts at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. It's an 8-hour conference call. And definitely get on it. The price on it is $200. I mentioned $250 before, but it'll be $200 for those who have been on the calls before. And the $200 also includes our Saturday Ascension call, which will be on the 18th, I believe, which will be the third Saturday. Yeah, it's the 18th. So you're going to be on the light ship for 28 hours of healing. And hopefully everybody listening will be online for this here. Tell all your friends. Naturally, most of them will have implants go off when you talk to them. Kind of jokingly, this is what happens with people. They don't get it at all because the dark side is controlling their consciousness. But the price will be $200 if you've been on the calls before, $100 for a spouse, and your children are free, and so are your animals. Remember, they get shadow bodies too. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so that sure sounds like a good deal to do all that work with you, Ron, and the Creation Light Chip. And I know we all need it. That's incredible. I have to agree with one comment. There's been some good comments here, as always. Chris saying, man, and I think I kind of agree with that. You know, it's a lot. It really is. And thank goodness we can move on from all that stuff now. So, and I see Ed is commenting, saying, anything taking my free will, I want gone. And I agree with that one, too. So thank you all. Mike was also saying that his posture seems better. And I'm guessing that was from all the removals you did earlier on the show today. And I also wanted to know a little bit about, because I spoke to a friend of mine who talked a lot about all the planetary things that are going on, Ron, about different planets moving in different ways and all that. Now, if we've had a planetary clearing from you, are we not connected to things that are going on with the planets right now?
Yes, typically I would say that would be correct, yes. The ones that were released from you during that clearing will be gone. Next question would be, probably, can I be reconnected by them? Probably not, but I guess it could be possible. But remember, there's thousands of them, and more than likely they're not going to be reconnected because they've already got disconnected from you. So I kind of doubt if they're going to actually come back again because a lot of that energy has been taken away off that planet. So typically I would say maybe not. I'd say I'm probably 99% correct that they will not reconnect to you.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting. That was my next question, too. So thank you. And also then there's another question that I was wondering, if anyone else in your house that you live with has not had the planet removal clearing that you do, would that be possibly influence the people that have had them removed?
Yeah, what will probably happen is that the planets will be sending out their own mind transmissions to the person. Remember, these things cord you. And the cording from these planets are going to interfere with your life and take away your free will. So that's the bottom line here. In case you're wondering, when I talk about the dark side and everything else, that's basically the difference between the light and the dark. The darkness takes away your free will and controls you. Remember, New Age metaphysics, using your thoughts, your mind, to control your reality, which basically is the battle of the minds, whose mind is stronger than yours to create something in their life by taking away your free choice, your free will to get that. So the light doesn't do that, and that's the only basic difference. If the dark side were to stay in its own universe of darkness and live there and not come into the light, there'd be no problem with the darkness whatsoever. But as long as it comes over and starts to manipulate and control us, then that's where the problem arises from. So, yes, I think that possibly if you had a clearing of the planets, you're going to have a lot more free will. And the planets basically are taken away to allow your physical body to be uncorded from this energy that's draining you. Also, it can put in, like I said, implants into you, mind transmissions. So if you had the clearing and your family members have not, you may be able to see more clearly how they're being controlled and how they're being programmed by particular times and maybe dates, etc., as these planets come into effect. Remember, the planets are in time. This is why you have a horoscope. This is why you can go to every newspaper that has a horoscope and see what the planets are doing. Right now we're approaching a full moon the way it looks up there. I look at it, and it doesn't bother me at all. Before, I used to kind of cringe at it and feel a little angry, you know, years and years ago. Like 30 years ago, I look at the full moon, and I go, man, this thing has bad vibes on it. I don't know what it is, but the vibes on the moon is not good. Well, after having this clearing, now I just look at it and, you know, just kind of shrug it off. But people who are influenced by it consciously can still have those energetic transmissions. And it could be even possible, going out of the box a little bit here, that maybe these energetic transmissions from these planets don't like what you did yourself. So it might be a little bit harder on the family members, because maybe they want to influence you more by the mind-controlling attributes transmitted by these planets. Another way of saying it, maybe that person in your life or people may be more angry with you because you're free, and the transmission from the planets are causing them to give you a confrontation more often. That could be a possibility, too. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, I don't know. I heard something. I don't know if that was somebody calling in.
Yes,
is anyone call on
Ron
the line?
On the air.
Okay, hi, Larry.
Hi,
Larry. Hi, Ron. Hi, Annika.
Hi.
My question, Ron, would be these emperors on all these different planets that send ETs to the Earth, could they be referred to as the Empire?
Yeah, probably so. That might be a way of looking at it. Yeah, a lot of the movies talk about the Federation, you know, even in Star Trek, you know. And, I would say that could be correct, Larry, about the Emperor
and
everything else.
Could be part of the Confederation, or the Federation could be part of the Empire then, too. Is that right?
Yeah. That is just another way of stating it, yes.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, I'm sure there are some good things out there, but I always say, where are they? We still have war. We still have monetary problems. We still have people suffering here, people not eating well. Well, they have the technology to fix this and to help us. So for me, where are they? You know, then what normally was said after that from people who listen to these channelings and stuff, what normally comes down the pike is, well, they try to interfere, or not interfere, but help us, but somehow their spaceship got blown out of the sky by the darkness or whatever. Or, you know, it was the wrong day of the month. We got the wrong channeling coming down the pike. And or we here have free will, free choice, and we have to solve our problems that we have on the earth and become more conscious in order for them to help us. So that's another crock as far as I'm concerned. You know, everything is always in the future. Where are they? And that's kind of my hit on it. So if anybody talks to me about that, that's what I'll tell them. Where are they? You know, one person dying in a war and suffering, and maybe having 300 people of family members, relatives suffering too because they lost somebody, and all that heartache, it's not worth it, you know, with their own particular race of aliens like what we're going through. So from there, unless they're cold-blooded, we'll say, or they don't care, don't have a heart, then they're not from the light. So that's the difference. So a lot of the people who are probably channeling the information or not channeling energies that do have the true spirit consciousness, because they would know the difference. And but they do have lip service. They can read people's minds and give you wonderful, beautiful channelings. And, you know, it opens your heart up, and then they zap you. So any other questions, Larry?
Yes. Would it be appropriate, could we ask for... a death bar removal? Could we ask for that, a demonstration of that?
I can't do that, no, because I have to go into all of your life. I'll do 1 week of that. I don't know if it'll be effective, but I'll do 1 week of the 10-year time plan. I'll do 1 month. Okay, like I said before, on the death barcode, for the first 10 years before the first one hits, you start losing energy. Because your body...
Do I have any in me, Ron?
Everybody has death barcodes, yes.
Okay.
If you haven't had them taken away, you do have them. Most people have three. Some may have two. And some may have maybe a half a dozen. But most people have three.
But do I have any activated?
I can't tune into that right now, Larry.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is go here and take away 1 month of a death barcode, okay? This is the first one that you would have. So let's just say hypothetically you're at the age of 45 right now. For the people listening, just for an example, your death barcode at 45 would indicate that that's your first time of dying. Now what happens is typically 10 years before that, prior to your first death barcode, at the age of 35 is when your energy starts to go downhill, okay? So you have 10 years to lose your life force energy. You won't lose all of it naturally, but it'll be enough to cause illness to happen in your life and to feel funky. So what I'll do is go to the last month before, say, the age of 45. So this will be your energy helping you out. So whatever your first barcode is, I'm going to take away the death reeking energy that you're, you know, living in a month before that first barcode hits, okay? And have this experience. So here we go. Everybody sit back and relax, and you may feel energy coming back into your body. So I'm clearing it right now for everybody here. This is 1 month of energy coming back to you. Remember, you have 10 years that you want to have brought back. So here we go. And my body is getting very warm, so this is definitely working very nicely for everybody. Remember, when the barcode gets that 10-year plan before it, this is when you start to have illnesses, and your mind and your body starts to give up healing you. And you start losing energy. So if you do have a chronic condition that you're suffering with right now, after you get the barcode released, what you want to do is the mind and the body clearing to reactivate that, because it's now probably turned off. And you want to have the infection body clearing and also the toxicity of the lymphatic body clearing. So those are what you must have, what I'd recommend having after you have this clearing, if you have anything that's wrong with you, okay? So here we go. Okay, that one's completed here for 1 month. So, thank you, Larry, for calling. And how do you feel, Larry?
I feel good, like something may be released from me, and I feel like it's a beautiful, mellow energy coming inside of me.
Yeah, so that's 1 month, out of, 10 years, okay?
Okay. All right. Wonderful.
Okay, so thank you, Larry, for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Hi.
So do you want to go on?
Yeah.
Do you want to go on and maybe do? Because it's interesting, I should mention maybe that I actually felt that, but maybe that's because I just had the barcodes removed for me and my family, or maybe just that I'm a feeler and I feel things.
Yeah, it will take the body to, reintegrate energy, too. So I would say typically it could take maybe a couple of weeks or so, maybe even a little bit longer to get back to where you were. Remember, you lost energy for 10 years.
Yeah.
And so this is just giving you a little more, like a little booster shot of that. So your body might take a couple of months to regenerate itself of the lost energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard somebody else there, but I don't know if you want to maybe just do a mind of the body sample since you were talking about that.
Sure, okay. And if anyone else wants to call in, you can here. So here we go, mind of the body. And this is like your built-in body healer. This work with your thoughts. And we heard a beep there, so let me just do this clearing. And we'll get the person online here. So right now I'm clearing the mind of the body a little bit for you. And I'll do the same time frame here. That last month before your first barcode hit, okay? So here we go. Now, naturally, if your first barcode is going to take place maybe 20 years from now, you may not feel this, okay? But if you already worked through it, maybe you're, say the same age of 45, and maybe your first barcode came at 15. So you're probably going to really feel this because of all that time frame of living without your life force energy. Remember, the dark side takes it away from you. Okay. This is helping your mind, your body get reactivated with life force energy. Okay, good. So I think we have a caller. Is someone online there? I heard a beep.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, it's me, Pauline. I called in originally for something else, but now that you're talking about the barcode, I'm going to share something because when I did it with you personally, it felt great, but then a week later I had a really intense emotional trauma, and I realized I probably drew a lot of people into my life who also had their barcodes go off. So I was having to clear even more emotional trauma because it wasn't just my own personal barcode. It just happened during that time period. Is that possible that you attract other people into your life that also have the same emotional trauma coming at you at the same time while you're also going through your own?
Yes. Another way of stating that would be that, let's just say you walk into a shopping mall, and let's say that there's 500 people in there who are walking around in that 10-year period of death. And so they reek of death. And so when you get yourself cleared off, you're going to become more sensitive to the people that reek of the death barcode, okay? Because you're noticing that their energy is lower than what it should be because you already got healed from it. And so, yes, you could become more sensitive to other people who are actually in the dying process. Another way of looking at that part.
I'm talking about personally in my life at the time that I had my death bar go off 10 years earlier. I got involved in intimate ways with other people who I didn't know at the time, but now that I look back, they all had death barcodes going off in their lives just before they met me. And so I kept getting one after the other of people in my life who had those energies, and I probably, as an empath, took on all their trauma within my own body as far as the trauma going. So that's what I'm asking. Have you heard anybody say that to you?
Not yet, but that could happen, yes. Because you're now taken away. Remember, like attracts like.
Yeah.
And so you could have been taken on that energy also. Remember, time, we're in time here. And so even going in the past can bring back that energy to you. So, yes, you're probably experiencing the dying process of all of them.
Thank you.
Yeah, so you are correct there. Yep. And that's why we have on the website the trauma clearing associated with this here. So it just depends how empathic you are and, how your body is going through the healing process. So with you, Pauline, that's very good that you noticed that. So just go on the site there and just keep clearing away the traumas, which is on the site. So that's great because you have probably picked up, your body resonated to their dying sequence.
Okay, thanks, Ron.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay, Annika.
Yes, so Chris was commenting about the cords that he feels was coming off his body as he's curious if it's similar cordings that are the aliens that attack us are sending out, if they're somehow similar to what the planets do.
Yep, very possibly. We'll find out more during these 8-hour calls, yes. Just seems like as we start opening up this large can, we have more worms coming out of it to deal with, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, I guess what he's saying is, can the aliens actually physically cord us too, like people can? Yeah, I'm sure they could, yes. And that's why we're getting rid of the, the shadow bodies. Remember, and also, like I said, the clone planets that we clear, we have that clearing on the website, the cloned Earth planets with their clone bodies there and stuff, you know. When your spirit goes there to connect, it can also bring back to you entities and everything else. So that makes it even worse. So not only are you dealing with entities in this lifetime, you may have these body-hopping entities from some other planet that looks like the Earth coming back into you too. So, you know, like I say, when I start talking about this stuff, especially at the workshops that I do, it doesn't get to be a real pretty picture. People can understand where we're coming from, though. But it's very hard to talk about the light because there's so little of it here And what I'm here to do is help people to get educated, to understand what's really going on, so you can use your own conscious awareness and your spirit to heal yourself. Otherwise, if you don't have a clue what's happening, you're never going to get well. And this is this whole program is dedicated to spiritual unfoldment, which is really bringing your spirit back into your body to protect you. And without having your spirit with you, you don't have a chance. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, there's some interesting comments by Chris and Ed about the good ETs. A little bit of wishful thinking that I think we all would have, if there would be good ETs here that would join us, basically, or get cleared by the light chip and work with us in the light fight. That's what I'm reading. And, that would, of course, be really helpful, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I'm sure there are ones out there battling the darkness, but they haven't been able to, really help us out too much, you know. How should I say this here? When I came back to Mount Shasta from New York, it felt like normally I can feel the mountain from Sacramento. And so for those of you out there who don't know where Mount Shasta is, Sacramento is basically about 3.5 hours away from Mount Shasta. So normally when we hit Sacramento, you can normally feel the mountain energy. Well, I didn't feel it at all. This is very strange. I have to feel Mount Shasta's energy after being away for maybe, say, a month and a half or whatever. So as I approach Mount Shasta, we get probably about 15 miles away. And I feel all this doom and gloom here, and I go, wow, this is really something. So as we get into the city of Mount Shasta, you know, on the freeway, it feels like a Civil War burial ground here. And I go, my God, all this stuff. There I go with that word, my God, here, you know, right? We're all programmed still for that energy. I have to laugh at that. But all of a sudden, what I felt was a lot of the ETs will say that was battling the darkness. They came here to be saved because their physical bodies got destroyed, probably in some type of galactic war. So it took me quite a while, maybe a few days, to actually clear them out completely. Plus, we had all these dark ET clouds up here, ship clouds, and now the sky is beautiful here. And so anyway, this is what happened. So they came here to get saved, to have their spirits rejuvenated and taken back to the light ship and have healings done to them. But, yeah, this place was much like a galactic burial ground for the beings of the light. And there's probably also other ones here of non-light who wanted to get into the light also. So this is what the light ship does. Everything has free choice, free will. But before they get terminated, they do have the choice to come into the light. And that's one thing that the darkness doesn't do. All they want to do is grab souls and people and things and energy. But the light does give everybody a chance, every conscious being, no matter who or what created it, to come into the frequency of light. So now Mount Shasta is beautiful. The energy is fine here. Before that, it was just gruesome, very, very bad. So back to you, Annika.
It's something. And whenever you do your calls, Ron, and you let us know that some of the dark beings want to come and join the light, I must say it's one of the more touching moments, really.
And on the shuttle body clearing on these eight-hour ones, whatever we take out, even if it's extraterrestrial parasites, entities, whatever, everything is given the chance to go to the light. So what I found is happening with some people, since they've been listening to this call, you know, on VBS radio and also the conference lines that we have, these shuttle bodies are being awakened. And some might be completely in fear. Some want to actually come forward to show how much power they have in people. So if you do or have found yourself acting a little strange, it's because they're trying to flex their muscles. And so what I will say to the ones that, and they can listen to me consciously too as I'm talking here, the ones that do want to come into the light, this is their opportunity. And so they will be able to be in the light also before they're terminated. And you may say, why are they terminated? Well, it's because they should not be here. Remember, they're coming into light territory and taking away your free will. And this is the problem that the light has. This is why when we have clearings on the light ship, you're put into quarantine, the bodies that do carry darkness. You can't go to the light ship. And so these bodies then are worked with to get rid of these life forms. So what we'll be doing on these calls, you've been going to the light ship, but the parts of you that have the shadow bodies in them will be in quarantine. Then they have a chance to come into the light if they choose to. And they can have their same body. Whatever they look like, they can have a spirit put into that. And then they deal with, you know, the same laws of the light, which is basically free will, free choice. And then they have a universe that they have never had before because their universe is strictly controlling energies, mind control. And I don't think anybody likes to be controlled by anything. And so this is their chance to come back into a new, say, reincarnation of the light, being reborn again of spirit. So this is what they can have. So back to you, Annika.
Okay. Chris is not feeling that good. So I wonder if you can do some more healing. The infection body may be a sample. He also wants to feel a little warmer. He says he feels a little bit like he has pneumonia, so I don't know if you have something specific.
Okay, we can do an infection body here. So this is a sample. This is also on the website. So here we go. We'll go back 10 days. So 10 days ago cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared is a big one for somebody out there. It could be you, Chris, could be somebody else, but there's a lot of energy 6 days ago. Okay, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. There we go. So let's do another clearing here. Let's do a clearing. We have one on the website for toxins and your lymphatic system. So let's do that clearing as a sample also. So if you have any concerns in your body, maybe you have a skin infection or something. Maybe you have a bad tooth, gums. Maybe you hurt your hand. Maybe you had a problem with maybe an animal bite or something and it's infected. This will also help you. So here we go. So just think of it now or put your hand on the area. People like to do both. Also bring up the light beam. And here we go. 10 days ago cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. There we go. Back to you, Annika.
Okay, and a question from Joni about the healings that are online. I know you have the option to do them with the volume or turned down, and she's wondering if it works if it's turned down.
Yes, it'll still work, yes, uh-huh. And also on the online healings, you can change the intensity of the healing from 1 to 10. And so what this allows you to do, you can also select, I believe on that line also, you can select the males or the females to come in. So at the very end of the healing, it's the same, if you choose males or females, just that you're actually sensing their divine energies. So the healing will work the same to you if you put it on 1 or 10. Just that on 10, you're going to actually sense more of the energy as far as like an emotional energy coming into your body. But it's not going to be any difference as far as how the healing works. So another way of saying it is that if you had it on 1 and you had an hour clearing, would it be better if you put it on 10? To have the same clearing. No, it will not. It just allows you to have your body sense the energy more. Okay? So, and it's not going to be 10 times stronger or more of a healing if you put it on 10 versus 1. It's just a way for you to actually tell the light beam that you want to actually feel their energy stronger, but it's not going to give a better healing. Back to you, Annika.
So since you've talked about the shadow bodies, which is basically a clone body, how I understand it at least, that is on us, maybe you want to do, I don't know if this is something you would want to do, but a clone body's parallel lifetimes clearing sample.
Yeah, we could do that, sure. So this one here, we'll do it for, this is naturally off-planet, and it will be for a cloned Earth and a cloned body that looks like yours with your spirit in it. So here we go. 10 days ago cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. There we go. Let's do one that's a cloned dark side planet. Remember, the cloned Earth planet is still a dark side planet, but it looks like Earth. So we'll do a cloned dark side planet that we know nothing about with the clone body that's yours on it in an alien dark side universe. So 10 days ago cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, everybody, there we go. Back to you, Annika. Well, maybe she is not here. So let's do another sample clearing. Information.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. We can talk about Michael Jackson.
Yes.
Let's see, Ron, was Michael Jackson a good E.T.? Well, I don't think he was actually an E.T., but well, I don't know. He's just a person like everybody else here. He was able to what he wanted to do. So I'll just leave it at that. Back to you, Annika.
Sorry about that. It was my phone here. So I actually have to kind of hold the phone right up to my ear today. So what I was asking was, would you want to do a sample or explain the magnetic energetic body alignments that you do?
Okay, that's energies that help to make up the physical body, help to buffer the physical body from attacks. Remember, mind attacks, this is what all these clearings are about. Whatever I do deals with mind energy. Remember, the light is love. So everything that's not of the love is mind. So all these energies that we deal with is strictly brought here by the mind. Very simple way of looking at it. So here we go. This body deals with the energies inside of you that the dark side has turned. Typically they go from left to right. For some reason, that's the way they work. Looking down on the top of your head, these bodies turn and they can be many, many degrees off. So here we go. First body, we're going to move it toward wholeness, 20 degrees. Will it be at 20 degrees and be in a line perfectly? No. But it will help you. This is why you have to do all of these to get them done. Because you could be 300 degrees off, so if you are 300, it's going to come back to 280. A little bit will help you. So here we go. First body, 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. We'll do another body here, magnetic alignment body. 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There we go. This is a sample of two of these bodies. And they only work once. So, you know, I have some people asking me, well, if I go on the archive and I listen to the archive 50 times, can I get the body put back into place? No, you cannot. The light ship knows what's happening. And so they're only going to be working with you for a short amount of time on the archives. And basically, the energy is cut off after 2 months. Because I'm doing so much work now with people that if you don't get it after 2 months of hearing the programs here, the energy will not work for you any longer. You must get the sessions done to have it work. These are only samples that is going to allow you to understand what's happening, so you need to get online to help yourself. So back to you, Annika. Looks like Joni says she's a little dizzy. I'm dizzy,
yeah,
too. These bodies make you dizzy when they get put back into alignment. What I charge for them is $10 a body. But, you know, what you want to have first is your emotional clearing done to get these bodies done. So that's the prerequisite for this particular healing is the emotional clearing. But they are $10 per body. When I do people, typically what happens is I may do up to maybe a dozen of them the first setting, and then we let that settle in for maybe a few days, maybe up to a week, and then we check back again and see how many more there are. And I would say most people have probably 30 of these done. I put a cap on it of $150, okay? And some people may have about 50. So it just depends what you have. But once you get them put back into place, you feel better. And it's very possible. So Joni's feeling a little dizzy. So maybe she had a few more of these out of place here. So here we go. That's what I'm guessing here, Joni. Give me a call. We'll work on some more of these. I think we did a few of these for you. You may have a few more to do. So, and plus, after having the death coach taken off, your body now is able to take more energy because it's not in the dying process. So this is probably what's happening. You're feeling more energy coming into you for healing, and you're responding to that, which might be kind of negative about being dizzy, but you're actually understanding now and feeling that your life force energy is returning to yourself. So back to you, Annika.
Okay.
Her name is,
I know we're coming up to the end, but Chris was remembering from the conference call that you had talked about something that is similar to the centuries clearing, but for the spirit, like a spirit version of the centuries clearing. And maybe, I don't know if you have time to talk about that. And I know you have conference call coming up, so.
Yeah, maybe next time, because we're running out of time here.
Yes, yes.
We're over. In fact, we're past due. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. And hopefully you're going to be on the 8-hour call. We just sent out an email today, I believe. It should be coming forth if you don't have it. If not, connect with me. And, you know, if you want to get your life going better, you want to get these energies off of you, especially the shadow body. So blessings to all of you. And see you later, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.